Okay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the December 8th, 2025 meeting of the Madison Landmarks Commission. I guess I will send it over to Lauren to do processes and procedures for this meeting, and then we'll get going.
Landmarks Commission members, please use video if you're able so we can ensure we have quorum. If you wish to speak, remember to use the raise hand feature. Also, use the raise hand feature to make a motion or second. Voting will be considered unanimous. However, if you object to a unanimous vote, please use the raise hand feature when the chair asks for objections and a roll call vote will be taken. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. You will have 3 minutes to speak, and staff will tell you when your time is up. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Lauren. I will now call for the approval of the November 10th, 2025 meeting minutes. Is there a motion? Thank you, Edna. I see a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. I'm going to assume unanimous consent unless I see otherwise in our videos. And move on to agenda item number one. This is the public comment period of the Madison Landmarks Commission meeting. This is when members of the public may comment on items that are not on our agenda. However, I know that we currently have no one registered for this item, so I will move on to disclosures and recusals. Members of the body should make any required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. Does anybody have any? Okay, seeing none, it is the practice of the Landmarks Commission to approve a consent agenda. This includes items that are removed from the agenda to be voted on as a group, on which staff believes an application has had sufficient review towards approval with all of the conditions placed upon it. The applicant accepts those conditions, and there are no individuals who are registered to speak in opposition to the item. The consent agenda is addressed at the beginning of the meeting to allow applicants and registrants to leave the meeting unless a member of the commission requests separation. And then that agenda item is placed back on the agenda and reviewed as part of regular course of business. The following items are proposed for the consent agenda, and it is just agenda item number two, Registrar File 90765. Do any commissioners request separation of the project? Seeing none, do we have a motion on the agenda?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. I'm going to assume unanimous consent on that motion. Okay. Thank you, everyone. That will move forward. So then our next agenda item is agenda item number three, updated illustrated design guidelines.
So I did not prepare a presentation for this because the design guidelines are the design guidelines. The changes that we made to the previously approved document are that we did a text amendment to the ordinance this summer. And since the illustrated design guidelines are to provide illustrations to the ordinance, we needed to update the ordinance language that was in the illustrated design guidelines. We finally got ourselves together enough to make those changes. So there has been a change to this document. And in order for us to continue to use it and post this up on our website, we need Landmarks Commission to approve the document. So it's kind of like the process that we do with our policy manual. So we haven't added any new illustrations or anything along those lines. This is really just making sure that the text in there meets the ordinance language.
So, are we looking for a motion here,
We are
Heather?
looking for a motion.
Excellent. Does anybody have a motion for Heather? Or any questions for Heather before we take a motion? Maurice. Sorry, Maurice, is it a motion or a question? I just want to check before we move on. If you are speaking, you are muted, so we can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Excuse me.
No worries. It happens.
Heather, what's the language? I'm
So
not up to
this
speed
is
on what is the change of the language? What language?
sure. So this summer, this is technically the language all of you have already approved. This summer, we went through the process for a text amendment to the existing ordinance. So we did some tweaks to the rules to make it a little bit more flexible. And so that was something that was introduced at Common Council. It came to Landmarks Commission. You provided your comments and recommended approval, and it went to Common Council, and Common Council approved it. So the ordinance language has changed. Again, to make things more flexible for how the design changes. So that's been in effect since June, and we needed to, staff needed to update the associated illustrated design guidelines to match that language. And wheels of government move slowly. We finally got to where that language that, again, you've already approved, it is now part of the ordinance, and we put it into the illustrated design guidelines so that the language in both those places would match. So that is the, it is language that you have already approved almost 6 months ago. And we made sure that it is in the illustrated design guidelines.
So we're looking for a motion just to approve the language as noted. How would it, I will make that motion to approve the previously reviewed language.
I'll second.
Thank you both. I am going to assume unanimous consent unless I see otherwise. Thank you, Alder Duncan. I did see your hand. Seeing nothing. Okay. Then that moves forward and we have motions, so that can move forward. Heather, sorry, that is just what's then going into the text of the illustrated design guidelines that's up on the website.
Yes.
Perfect.
And so, yeah, what is in that Legistar file, I will then take the PDF and I will put it up on our website for people to use.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, and then we have one last thing, which is Secretary's report for 2025.
We're really two things. One is a statement of interest. Everyone should have received their email. If there is not in their head, please fill out your updated statement of interest. Previously, a couple of you had asked for documentation of what you had previously submitted. Please send me an email if you would like the mayor's office to do that for you again to make it a little bit easier to fill it out. For those of you who have lots of details that you need to fill out. I will do another reminder next month after the new year. And I think after that, then you start to get more urgent inquiries from other folks in the city asking you to complete it. So please complete it. One other thing I want to say, that going back to the public comment period for the last meeting where I was not here, there was a member of the public that asked about the recommended text amendment for the Housing Forward for additional density in the transit overlay district. And was saying that this didn't come this new round of proposals didn't come to the Landmarks Commission. So I did include the correspondence that I had with Kurt Steggy in that Legistar item. So there's very few items in that public comment, but since that came in as public comment, I included the correspondence for clarifying why this didn't come to the Landmarks Commission. Landmarks Commission did talk about the increased density as part of the original approval of TOD, and Landmarks Commission's reaction was, well, this isn't changing any of the design standards in the local historic districts, and it's not requiring any work to happen in the National Register districts. This is about density and land use, not about demolition or new construction. It's about the uses that are in those buildings. So there's preservation tax credits if people want to adapt their buildings for new and ongoing uses for the National Register properties. That's the sum of it. But if any of you have questions. Please feel free to reach out and ask. That's all I got.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Heather. Then I am just looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Thank you, sir. Excellent. Thank you, everyone. Have a great
Happy
holiday
holidays.
season, and
Thanks,
I
you
will see you in
too.
January.
Bye bye.
Bye, everyone.